broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we are with you each and every night. Truth is our bitch here. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and we do. And so that's where that is. Great to be with you this evening and every evening. As I say, we go to the dark places that other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. In fact, this is not really so much a talk show as it is, I don't know. It's you're eavesdropping on something really, really strange. Herb Sewell witnessed a child in danger. Herb Sewell is a news contributor on our program. You have to understand that Mr. Sewell spent 8 years in a forensic psychiatric hospital, what we used to call hospitals for the criminally insane. And he spent 8 years there for crimes against children. He witnessed a child in danger, but chose not to do anything. Why? He's going to join us and tell us why on our program tonight. David G. Hall is going to be on here in just a moment as we talk a little bit about the last 48 hours with regards to this photograph with Michelle Bachmann, the photograph with her husband, and now there's a photograph with Governor Perry, and it's all from the Iowa State Fair, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Plus, R.C. Collins, Ted Bell, and Chris Norton will be stopping by tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. In our affiliate spotlight tonight is KRPT in San Antonio and WTKG in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Longtime affiliates here of the Phil Hendry Show. We'd like you to join us at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. That's where you get your backstage pass, and you can look at live streaming video of our show right now, as a matter of fact. Our show is streaming live in HD, and behind me are clips of the Tarawa landing by the Marines in World War II, D-Day, and some Nazi film footage from Nuremberg, which we are using as B-roll behind me on our green screen. So,
a lot of people probably be historically units, everything like that.
Yeah, whatever you said, bud.
Doesn't make no sense.
Whatever you said. All right.
Well, it's historic and stuff.
Yes, it is. It's historic. 877-876-PHIL. We just put weird stuff up on the screen. You can look at it if you want. We'll have the Rick Perry corndog shot if that really guns your engine. You know. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get David G. Hall on the line. David, I know that you are traveling tonight with some of the other guys.
Yeah, I've got Bill with me. I've got Bill Benedict, and I've got one of the other sales guys. And I told you, as you know, I said I would never, you asked me once, and I think you're right, you asked me once, when should I come on, when should me, David Hall, come on, and you said it should be an emergency.
That's right.
And I've tried not to abuse the privilege, but I think tonight we are in a little bit of an emergency situation, and the emergency is this. I don't want to come on here and tell you how to do your radio show. I don't want anyone to come on here and tell you how to do it. They can listen or not listen. They can do what they feel is best. But because I've got a business association with you, it is something that I want to do.
Well, you've done it before, and I don't know whether or not it's anything. You know, you've done it before, and that's fine, and I don't know that it's anything that I like, but I have said to you, and you're right, you may come on this program and talk to me about what you think is important to know about the running of this show, what you think is important to know about the production of this show and how, you know, how the show should go and so on and so forth. So to that end, you know, I appreciate you coming on here. What I didn't like was sometimes it felt like I was being
ambushed.
Ambushed a little bit, yeah.
I apologize for that. And
all right.
But I don't want to do that to you, but I think we need to talk about something, and I think that in talking about this, this is going to put you at the cutting edge of what's going on in the radio world and in the world of entertainment tonight. The Michelle Bachmann photographs of her eating a corn dog and her husband eating a corn dog, and now my understanding is I got a call from Bud Dickman, you've got this.
That's another thing. I don't like having a spy in my studio.
I'm not spying or anything.
No, he's not spying. You know.
Well, yes, he is. If he's calling you up, he ought to tell me first if he's calling you up. okay?
I just called and said there's a Rick Perry with a corn dog.
He just called up. He said they're... I asked him to call me, and I said, but if you see anything that is unusual...
Well, that's what I mean. He's calling you. Why doesn't he come to me?
Hold on. I said, because of the situation we're in, and I said to him, if it's a corn dog, and we just used that shorthand, I said, if you got a corn dog situation.
And you called up instead of corn dog.
Right.
And he did what?
I asked him to call, if you'll allow me to finish. I asked him to call and give me a two-beat alert, corn dog.
And what is that supposed to mean?
What is it supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean...
Hold on, bud, I'll tell him. It's supposed to mean that I've got you on the air, and you're talking about this sophomoric stuff. Now, I got to tell you...
So he calls up with an alert. Why doesn't he just call you up and say, hey, Mr. Hall, Phil's talking about corn dogs?
He went because you weren't. He saw that you put the Rick Perry picture of as he called it, and he said to me, corn dog, Perry's sliding one, or Perry's deep-sixing one.
And corn dog, Perry, what?
Perry's deep-sixing one. So I said to him, thank you. That's why I wanted to talk to you tonight.
But I still say that's him spying, and I don't like it, okay?
All right, you don't like it.
Mr. Hall said...
I don't care what Mr. Hall said. I don't like it. You talk to me first.
Fine. I mean, I don't want to get you angry. What I'm saying is the entire situation with the Michelle Bachman corn dog is way over the top. Here's what I mean. It's one of those moments in, if you will, entertainment that is so obvious and is such a huge target that everybody's aiming for it. And I think last night, with you working that corn dog material and with everybody else from Jay Leno to you know, whoever, everyone else working the same material, I think it fell flat. I think that the fact that Bachman is a woman who, let's face it, she's a pretty big target. She's got the husband that's, you know, people got questions about. She says a lot of weird stuff. And then on top of that, they got the picture of her, and I heard all the stuff you were saying with the eyes rolled back in the head. And
well, I wasn't saying that stuff. I mean, it was...
whoever was on the show at the time talking about that...
It was Larry Grover was saying that.
All right, but I'm saying that it's too big of a target. It's too obvious a target. And I think you stiffed the hour. It wasn't funny.
That's what I tried to tell him, and he wouldn't say nothing. And
shut up, will you? Stiff the hour?
Yes, I don't think it was funny.
Oh, you don't think it was funny? You know what I told you once before, okay?
I know what you mean about radio executives.
That's right. Radio executives don't talk about what's funny and what ain't. That's what they stay far, far away from. They don't go near it. Okay?
But I'm saying something that's bigger than that. I'm saying it made you look less of an entertainer by taking on such an obvious target.
And in what way did it make me look less of an entertainer?
You were doing what everybody else was doing. Everybody else was talking about, hey, look at Michelle Bachman. Hey, she's got a corn dog in her face. Now you got Rick Perry with a corn dog in your face. Everybody's going to think you're Stephen, you know. Everyone's going to think you're sniffing Stephen Colbert's rear end.
Yeah, just sniffing Jay Colbert's farts. You know,
will you... Dude, shut up.
What'd he say?
Sniffing Jay Colbert's farts. You mean Stephen Colbert?
Yeah. I told him it was Stephen Colbert. Keep saying Jay.
Hey, bud, it's Jay. It's Jay Leno.
Okay, I forgot.
Okay, now that we got that settled. So, the Michelle Bachman stuff was... I stiffed it. It wasn't funny.
Well, it was funny, but it was funny obvious. It was funny, like, whatever, here we go. There's Michelle Bachman. Didn't you know that when she was going to be at this Iowa State Fair, she's going to have a corn dog shoved? Now I got a prediction for you. You want to hear the prediction?
Go ahead.
When the Democrats arrive for whatever the hell it is they do, Iowa or whatever, watch the photographs come out with everybody from Obama to whoever. I don't know. Who's a Democrat? Like Pelosi. Oh, I can't wait to see that. Wait till you see the Pelosi with a corn dog shoved. That's going to happen.
Well, you know, if I was Daily Coast or whoever it is you're talking about, then I would make the statement editorially. By the way, folks, T-minus 7 days to the Nancy Pelosi corn dog photos.
Well, I mean, at least that would be funny. But I just think that. But even still, you know, I mean, she's also a pretty big target. I just think that if you got a Michelle Bachmann who's already very strange, very strange.
Yeah, she's very strange, you know.
Hey, what are you, man? All of a sudden the assistant program director?
Shut up, bud. She's very weird. And then put on top of the fact that she's weird, the corn dog in the mouth, it's too easy. You understand what I'm saying? What's that? Dean's here, Spud. Dean says it's very difficult to sell that.
You know what? Tell him to sit back and shut up, okay? I don't want to hear from a sales guy telling me what's tough to sell. Tell him to get out and sell it anyway.
Get out and sell it anyway. That's what Bill said. You don't want me to repeat that.
Let me tell you something, okay? All the stuff you're saying right now is very valid. Absolutely. I don't need to hear from a sales guy telling me his problems, okay? Get out and push it. Sell it.
Well, we got a down economy.
Oh, we got a down economy. Do we have a down economy, really? You want to know something, man, what separates the men from the boys? You know what it is. Get out and make the freaking money in the middle of a down economy. I'm getting tired of listening to you guys telling me, you guys snivel more than any three-year-old girl I ever saw in my life.
Well, you don't understand. I mean,
yes, I understand. I'm breaking my ass, too. Everybody is. You know, you guys got more reasons, man, for not doing your job. And I don't want to hear some sales guy sitting in your back seat telling me about how tough his life is.
Shut up, Dean. Shut up, Dean. Okay, you happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
I'm sorry, but, you know, it's I go to a client, the guy says to me, what's with all the Michelle Bachmann corn dog material? And
why don't you tell the guy that that's what my show's about? Why don't you tell the guy, why don't you position the show insofar as that my radio show isn't even a talk show? My radio show is an entertainment vehicle, and that's what that is. And if they don't understand it, say, thank you very much. It's been very pleasant doing business with you. And go on down the road, man. You guys, I'm telling you, I got to give you every idea in a book.
You know, I'm just saying that Michelle Bachmann having that thing wedged. Now, I'm not saying I didn't print it off, and I don't have pictures of it hanging up in my cubicle. I'm not saying that we're not, you know, at lunch making all kinds of jokes ourselves. Yep.
Yeah, you just want to hear it on the air.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, it was an easy target. And now you're going after the gay, you know. You're saying a husband's gay. I mean, what if they sue you?
For what?
For saying that he's gay.
You can't sue somebody for saying they're gay. It's a legally protected status. There's nothing about it that is inherently negative according to the law.
Well, I mean, there might be some guys that disagree with that.
Well, then maybe they ought to go see their psychiatrists. All right, I got to take a break, okay?
Oh, come on, man. Are you cutting me off?
I got to take a break. Hold on. All right, so the Michelle Bachmann corn dog in the mouth bit, and all of that material, probably a little bit, you know, overkill. No question. I mean, it was a very easy target. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll see if David has anything else more to say on the subject. Also, coming up, Herb Sewell and Rick Perry takes a surprising lead in a Rasmussen poll. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. What has Rick Perry got to do with anything?
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Oh, you don't just say that.
All right, hold on. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall on the line, our vice president of syndication. We were talking about the, and I think it's a valid conversation, David, the fact that the Michelle Bachmann corndog photograph was such an obvious target. I mean, she made herself such an obvious target. I'm not blaming her.
Well, I mean, the fact that everybody took advantage of it. I mean, like I said, the woman is controversial to begin with. And then to jump all over the fact that she's got a corn dog that's being slid in. But and the way you described it, too, by the way, please don't say a corn dog to the face.
What did you just say?
What did I just say? What? I said.
He said it the right way. He said slid it in.
Hey, bud, if I hear you...
Bud, shut up.
I hear you one more time butting in.
Sorry.
Shut up, bud. What do you mean?
Well, what are you talking about? You said... what do you mean, what do I mean? You're the guy that's complaining.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
It was Bud.
Bud, shut up.
I did shut up.
Well, shut up again. Is he shut up?
Will you tell me what it is you're talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the comments you made. Which, by the way, can I just say something? I'm looking at you on the Phil TV in HD, and I'm looking at World War II. Is there... What happened there?
I happen to like that behind me, okay? It's a little action. It's stuff that's... Just never mind, okay? You're playing critic here, and it's really starting to piss me off.
Sorry, God. I said that you made comments, or Mr. Grover made comments, about Michelle Bachmann having taken a corn dog to the face... And I said there's some...
I never said any such thing about her, quote, taking a corn dog to the face. I understand what you're saying. I think you're absolutely right that we need to have a little more class. There's no question about that, David. And I also agree with you that it's a very easy target. But I never said anything like that.
Well, I'm asking you to use the proper terms. And I think, but it's she slid one down. And
that's the proper term. She slid one down.
I'm trying to find words we can use that's not going to get complaints. I've had people call in the office all morning. You understand?
I understand. That's your job.
What's my job?
I got a talk show. People are going to call. It's the nature of a talk show. Talk shows are controversial. People are supposed to call.
Well, what about these advertisers?
The advertisers should not buy talk radio unless they understand that it's a controversial medium.
Well, boy, you all of a sudden, you know all about selling it.
I know that much about selling. I know that much about selling talk radio. It's a controversial medium. You tell the advertiser the good news is it's a foreground medium, so people are listening very carefully. So that when I go into a commercial, they're listening to me. And let me tell you something else you ought to tell them. This is a recession, and it's going to end. And the businesses that are going to be the best positioned businesses to kick some ass are going to be the businesses that were pushing hard during the recession, not pulling back. And number two, as far as slid it in, or whatever term you want me to use...
I wanted you... Do you have the Perry picture or not?
I got the Rick Perry picture.
Would you please put it up on the Phil TV in HD? Okay, there we go. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Hold on for a minute, Dean. You see that? Look at that, huh? Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What does that mean, yeah, baby?
Well, I'm talking... What do you mean, what does that mean, yeah, baby? I'm talking about the picture of Perry.
Yeah, but you're going, hey, look at that, hey. I mean, what the hell does that mean? You understand what I'm saying? There it is.
Nothing.
It sounds weird.
You're the guy that was doing all the Michelle Bachmann material.
Look at what's that?
That's the picture of Perry.
Wow.
Oh, you cats are really...
Okay. So what are you saying now? Are you saying I'm some kind of a blade because I was fascinated at how deep he...
All right, shut up and get out of here.
Wow.
Get that out of there, bud. So the Rick Perry picture, yeah, there's a corn dog and his kisser. How come I'm getting this? There's a lot of very strange stuff going on around here, man, that I am not particularly enamored of, all right? I don't like the idea that this is shifting back and forth between Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry, but there he is, Rick Perry, and he's got that corn dog. Now, here is what we're trying to say, and I think I understand David, and I agree with him. And no, I'm not going to say she slitted one in, bud. And
well, like Mr. Hall said.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that. You're an idiot. You're the one that said it. I think it's absolutely true, and I think I'd like to make that statement, and I concur. Michelle Bachmann is a controversial politician. She is not well-liked by liberals. I think when she is eating a corn dog, as someone said, there is no elegant way, there is no way of eating a corn dog where you don't look like a jackball, okay?
Yeah, but you don't have to shove it in.
What do you mean you don't have to shove it in?
What are you going to stick it all the way down?
Yeah, he got a good point, man.
What point's he making?
Well, look, go back to Rick Perry, and you can see he's not eating the corn dog. He's shoving that thing down, deep and wide, you know?
Yeah, it's deep and wide.
Deep and wide. Let me look.
Yeah, right, okay, right there. Look at that. How come you got to do that?
That's the way you eat a corn dog, man. That doesn't look ridiculous to me. It looks like a guy is eating a corn dog. Now, I think the point was very, very well made, and I will reiterate it. It's too easy to be attacking this poor woman And when I say poor woman, yeah, I mean poor woman. She's got migraine headaches. Frankly, that husband of hers ain't helping. I can only imagine what she's got to deal with. I think she's a very committed ideologue. But I will tell you this much. The corn dog material is over, okay?
Why? This is the funniest thing we ever did.
And you can go ball someplace else. Look at Bud. He's all crying.
You crying?
Yeah.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Let me get back. Okay, hold on for just a second, okay? We're back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I got so bent out of shape, I had to turn the microphone down.
I'm not trying to make you angry or anything.
Hold on for a minute, Dean. I'm not talking to you. I'm on the air right now. Do you understand that?
Trying to give you some pointers.
I understand he's trying to give me pointers. He's a sales guy. And that would be like me giving him pointers on how to sell the show, which I guess I have to. Because I'm here doing my show. I'm here kicking ass. I'm here doing comedy. I'm here building an audience. I'm here with a subscription base for my website. I'm here doing business, okay? Your sales guy isn't doing anything.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that he has some input for you that would help him sell the show better. And that's, Dean, what were you saying earlier when we were having dinner?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you do know when you have the corn dog.
I said I'm not going to have the corn dog anymore. What difference does the corn dog make? What difference does it make? It was a news story.
I understand. When you have a corn dog, Dean, Rick Perry, too.
Yeah, Rick Perry, yeah, and what?
It makes it very difficult, Dean. We go to an advertiser.
It makes it tough when you go to an advertiser, and the guy goes, last night I was listening to your guy, and he was going on and on about Michelle Bachmann sliding one, and...
I thought sliding one was accepted.
Except the term is slitted it.
Slitted it, huh? Then Bud was right. You know, you guys need a psychiatrist, you know? Hold on, Dean. You know, I'm not talking to you. You weren't my guest. You're sitting in the back seat of the car. Okay?
You just don't like salespeople. That's your family.
My father was a salesman. I loved my father. I watched my father his whole life as a salesman. I saw what he was up against. I saw what he had to do to go out and make a living. But one of the things that my father always did is he always believed in the product that he sold. He believed he liked selling the products that he sold. And, of course, he recognized, as all you sales guys, good ones, should recognize, that you're really selling yourself, your relationship to your client.
Please don't tell us how to do our job, Phil.
I'm not telling you how to do your job. You're telling me that I don't like salesmen. My dad was a salesman.
What did he sell?
My father sold computers. He sold business machines. He sold truck tires. He sold everything. He sold insurance at one point. Okay?
But did he sell airtime?
No, he didn't sell airtime. And I'm not trying to tell you guys how to do your job.
I want to think that what we were asking, man, if we could sit down and just kind of brainstorm some bid ideas.
Bid ideas?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Now, we got some ideas on how you can turn this thing around, how you can maybe do a Rick Perry corn dog bit. And
you just got done telling me that I was hitting too big of a target with the Michelle Bachmann corn dog material. Now you're telling me you guys want... You guys?
What does that mean, you guys?
No, I got some ideas, too. I'm a very, very outgoing, I'm lucky by party.
Yeah, I bet you're really outgoing at a party, Dean. You're a salesman, okay?
That's right. I know I'm jokes, but I'm a people person.
One thing about sales guys, we're people. Okay, so we can contact and connect with people. And we got very good and funny ideas that we could do on the radio show. Perhaps we could come on with you.
No, you guys aren't coming on with me, man. I'd rather blow my brains out on the air. Okay?
Oh, my God. I think there's something wrong with it.
Something wrong with this guy? The only thing that's wrong with me, Dean, is you, okay? Get out and do your job. Go out and sell some airtime. Go out and make some money for this show. Quit telling me how, you know, times are tough and you're looking for the cheap buck. That's the problem with you guys. Every time we have a recession, every time there's a down economy, you guys run for the hills. You desert the ordinary product and you look for the cheap buck. Isn't that what you're doing?
The all-news format is a good idea.
Oh, give me a break. You, all you guys want to do is put something on the air that costs the least amount to produce that you think is going to be an automatic revenue. I got news for you. I got a prediction. Your all news format is going to suck on wheels, Jack. Okay? Ain't, unless you, I can tell you how to make it work, okay?
Wait, tell me, it's down half a month.
No way, I'm not going to tell you. No way.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to.
Are you telling me you could tell me how to make that format work?
Absolutely. I know exactly how to make an all news format work. Exactly. You think I'm going to tell you? You guys are going to have to pay me more money than you got.
Well, why don't you down? Because we can make the money.
How about if you go out and sell my freaking show, man? How about that? And then I'll tell you all about how I can make that work.
Come on.
Bill, look, Dean's getting upset. And
I don't care if he's getting upset.
Hey, what do you want me to do with this?
What is that?
It's the Rick Perry corndog posters.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about that.
Rick Perry corndog posters? What the hell are these?
No, hold on for a minute, bud. I didn't want you to bring them in. This is the idea. She's... Michelle Bachman's no good, but Perry, with the corndog...
Will you get out, take those out and burn them.
Burn them? You know how much they cost?
Mr. Hall wants me to put them in the studio.
Burn them. Get them out of here.
Oh, my God! You know how much those cost me?
You guys are out of control.
You know how we make the all-news format work. I mean, like to know.
I bet you do, Dean. I bet you'd like to know all about how to make that all-news format work. I know how to make it work. I know exactly what's wrong with all-news formats on radio, and I know how to make them work. All right? But I ain't telling you, because that would be wasted on you. Do you remember a movie called Glengarry Glen Ross?
What is it called?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
What movie are you talking about?
Oh, have you stopped crying?
Yeah, a little bit. What movie are you talking about?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
No, I don't know it.
In the movie, Alec Baldwin plays the guy from downtown. The guy that Mitch and Murray sent. You know? You know who that guy is, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the movie, Alec Baldwin says to the sales guys, he says, here are the new leads. These are the Glengarry leads. These leads are for closers. I could give them to you guys, but you wouldn't know what to do with them. That would be like wasting them. So you don't get these leads. They're for closers.
What does that mean?
It means that my ideas on how to make things work and not work don't go to you. My ideas go to closers, guys that do business, not to you.
I think that's very unfair if you know how to make the all-news format work and you won't tell us. I've got everything in my power.
What's with the Rick Carey,
Rick Carey?
Rick Berry.
Who's Rick Carey? Is that...
Harry Carey.
Is that Harry Carey's son?
Oh, you start bawling all of a sudden when you think you got me over a barrel, huh?
Well, who's Rick Carey?
I said Rick Perry. What's with those posters?
They were going to be the next phase of the Phil Hendry Show rollout, okay? They were going to be a part of the advertising campaign. I don't know what we were going to say. I just like them because I think Perry's a guy that you can make fun of. Not Michelle Bachman!
I think it's unfair. We sit down and we brainstorm. I got a great idea.
I wouldn't sit down and brainstorm anything with you, man. I wouldn't sit down and brainstorm where we were going to have lunch with you, Dean. You understand that?
I mean, they're grilling you. You don't have any respect.
No, I don't have any respect for you. I will have respect for you when you get out and kick a little bit of ass and put your money where your mouth is and start backing up all your big fat talk and start selling this radio show. I understand times are tough. How many times you want me to listen to you guys snivel and cry about all that stuff? You guys got more excuses. I don't see anybody working around here except me. And then you're wasting your time with some of this. I'm telling you, I heard that mess you guys are screwing around with. It is unlistenable. Absolutely unlistenable.
How do we fix it?
I'd love to tell you, but there's only one thing that I would need.
I know. You want us to sell the show.
No, you could pay me a consultancy fee. You could pay me a flat fee of $100,000, and I'll tell you how to fix that format.
Are you kidding me? You think we're going to do something like that?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, Bill, look, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay.
He's very upset, Bill.
I'm having a hard time talking here. I'm not going to pay.
You're not going to pay?
I'm not going to pay you $100,000 to tell me how to fix a format that I know all about. Okay? It'll work. Believe me, it'll work.
No, I don't believe you. It's not that I think you're lying. It's just you don't know what you're doing.
It'll work.
Yeah, we've been working really hard in the apartment. I don't think it's going to work.
What are you going to do with these posters?
Get them out of here and burn them.
No, bud, don't burn them, please, bud. At least hold on to one for me. Just as a keepsake.
Yeah, uh-huh. That sounds weird. All right.
Whoa. What is that supposed to mean? Is that some kind of a gay slur?
Well, what do you mean you want one for a keepsake?
A memory of an ad campaign that wasn't.
I think that's great, man. You watch. I'm going to make a lot of money for you.
Oh, you're going to make a lot of money for me. Well, that's great, man. You go out and you make a lot of money for me then. And good luck with your whatever format it is you're working on. 877-876-PHIL. Get those Rick Perry, butt, I'm telling you.
Get Mr. Hall a very big expense on him and everything.
I don't care. Throw them in the garbage. Keep one for Mr. Hall. He wants one. Rick Perry with a corn dog. So he gives me this big speech about how the Michelle Bachmann corn dog stuff is, you know, way, way, way too much. And he's right. He's absolutely right. The Michelle Bachmann corn dog material, far too easy, too big a target. And that woman how do you say it? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. So he's right. And you know, when we were talking about that yesterday with Larry Grover, I remember thinking this is like overkill on someone who's getting the migraine headaches. She's got the weird husband. She says all these goofy things. Even conservatives are uncomfortable with her. Most conservatives do not support Michelle Bachmann. And the fact is, now that Perry is in the race and a few of these other guys, I don't know. She's not going to happen. I almost feel sorry for her. I almost feel like going out and voting for her. Because that's the way I am, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm almost like a performance art voter, you know. I just vote for, like, the weird...
That's ridiculous, man, to do that.
I know it's ridiculous, but that's why I'm, you know, that's why there's something wrong with me. I don't usually vote for a good candidate. I vote for the one that, you know, sort of fits into the day's weirdness, you know.
That's not American. Yeah, that's not even American in anything.
Did you get rid of those posters?
Well...
Get out and get rid of them.
Can he say one for me?
What do you want to...
I don't want my aunt.
Your Aunt Mavis wants a poster of Rick Perry?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, man. I told her.
All right, we got Herb Sewell ahead still here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and Ted Bell, R.C. Collins as well. We got Ted Bell or not? I don't know, but we'll see. David G. Hall, thank you very much, David. And thank you, Dean. You guys need big, big help. But for $100,000... I'm right there, baby. $100,000, I can save your bacon. Yeah, right. 877-876. I'm not kidding.
You swear.
I'm totally. But let me tell you something, man. Egos are so big in this business. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, are you watching Phil TV in HD, or do you go over to our website, philhenryshow.com? Well, we are having a Phil lookalike contest. Go over to our website, or you can take a look at my picture on Twitter. That's twitter.com/realphilhenry. And if you send a picture that is a Phil lookalike picture to that one, and it wins, then you win an autographed CD, and I will personally autograph it. I'll say something that you want me to say, something like that. And it will be one of our legacy CDs. So go over and toss one of your pictures into our, you know, send it to us at Twitter. And so far, I don't know how many pictures we got up there, Robert.
Probably about half a dozen something. I don't think the prize is good enough.
Oh, you don't think the prize is good enough, huh?
No. I mean, people don't get a CD, so...
So it's a CD. It's a free CD of my material. It's a legacy CD. It's a collector's item. It's a collector's item, man, because these CDs will... Look, first of all, I get it. Everybody's doing downloads. I understand. Okay? So the fact that you've got a CD with original artwork, I mean, it's a collector's item. Some people collect those. And I'll autograph it and whatever, you know.
Well, I guess, but... I think, what's the chance you get like 1,000 people that are going to get one $20 CD?
Hey, that's the breaks, you know. Well, and that'll hold down the entries. So how many have we got?
I don't know, man, but you got like 1, 2, 3.
Where are you?
I'm on the homepage. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Go over to the other page, too.
I know. Shut up. 1, 2.
How fast does it take you to count 1, 2, 3, 4? It looks like 5, right?
No, man, 6.
Go to the other page.
Shut up, man. shut up, or something's going to happen you will regret for the rest of your life.
But you'll regret for the rest of your life.
And you too. One, two.
What a retard.
Will you get out of here? There's about six pictures there, okay? God, man. What do you think we're doing here?
Well, I'm not trying to make a Caltech, man. You asked a question.
Everything I ask you guys, you turn into an MIT project. You know that? Oh, well. How many pictures have we got? One, two, three.
Don't want to get it wrong.
Don't worry about it, man. We just want a ballpark. Wow. So anyway, go to philhenryshow.com, send us a picture, a lookalike picture, and by gosh, you could win yourself the Legacy CD. Had a very interesting conversation with a guy today. I like this. And I'm getting this more and more, you know. And if you're a young listener or you follow me on Twitter and you think you're going to score some points by saying, wow, you know, you're sort of from the 60s. Don't you feel out of step with today's America? No. In fact, because I do a radio show and because I'm on social media and because I'm in touch with people every day, I'm probably more in step with people who are like one third my age. However, having said that, it is not being out of step with modern day America to be in favor of, let's say, gay rights, which I am, which I know some people aren't, and that's okay. But it's not like an antiquated point of view.
What did guy say?
Some guy today said, you know, is that a factor of your generation to be like all pro-gay? Yeah, it's really kind of outdated, isn't it, man? Like, in other words, it's very modern and contemporary America to uphold the sort of status quo of gay people. Like, they don't get to be married, they don't this, they don't that. How is that? Are you proud of that, man? Do you call that some forward motion? Do you think that that's like a youthful idea? Why don't you? And then he says to me, you know, by the way, I'm from West Virginia. I said, well, I live in California. I mean, there's a Prop 8 thing that's happening out here. So there's a lot of people that are involved in this. And I said, and you stepped in it, so I'm going to, you know, you stepped in it, so I'm not going to give you a towel to wipe it off. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you were asking me about my age and, you know, like, wow, isn't that sort of backward and, you know, isn't that a indicative of your age? I said, is that indicative of you people from the hills of West Virginia?
Oh, man, you call a guy redneck or anything?
I didn't call him a redneck, but I used the exact same kind of stereotyping that he was using on me. So let's say I'm old. Okay, you're from West Virginia. So I'm old and dumb. You're inbred.
Yeah, you should have said, man, how many eyes you got? You got one eye or two? On an inbred man, maybe the two eyes meld together.
Robert.
Don't call me Bud.
I'm sorry. The two eyes, the one-eyed inbred, I don't think that actually exists. I think that was just from that one cartoon, that one comic book I gave you, Preacher.
Yeah, I don't think there's no one eye.
How do you know that, man?
Because it's stupid.
I'm not saying there isn't. I don't want to talk about it. I gave Robert that Preacher Gone to Texas comic book, which is hysterical, which I got from the great Jonah Weiland, who is at Comic Book Resources. And in it, there's some inbred kid with one. He looks like a cyclops, so, you know, whatever.
That is the funniest thing what I ever did seen.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. That much I'll give you.
Thank you. God. BART protests. San Francisco Transit cuts cell phones to thwart demonstrators. First Amendment debate. Check this out. The Bay Area Rapid Transit System, BART, has clashed with demonstrators again over a First Amendment issue, whether it can legally cut off cell phone service on subway platforms. The latest confrontation was late on Monday. The issue broke open after July 3rd when transit police shot and killed a homeless man, Charles Blair Hill, on a train platform. Officers said Hill came at them with a knife. But public outrage over the shooting sparked protests. Demonstrators stopped trains, in some cases climbing on top, and organized their protests by smartphone. The hacking group Anonymous got involved, crashing a BART website and urging people to gather at subway stops. BART responded last Thursday by turning off cellular service to four underground San Francisco train stations. It said the outage lasted for 3 hours and only affected subway platforms where paying customers got on and off trains. Monday night, when demonstrators crowded around stations again, BART closed the stations but did not shut down cell transmissions. That was not the end of the issue, though. In an email to ABC News today, BART spokesman James Allison said this, however, does not preclude the future use of this tactic should it be deemed necessary to protect our customers from the potential of dangerous conditions. One protester, Angel Norris, said, when they're going to start clamping down on people's free speech and people's voice, then that's when I get offended and realize I need to come out and show my support for American free speech.
Now, legal scholars said the transit system's decision to shut off cellular service raises tremendous First Amendment issues that may not be addressed adequately by existing laws. Well, that was a very gutsy interpretation there, legal scholars. A question of how cell phone service should be regarded. Is it a means of free speech like a printing press or a bullhorn? Or, in a subway station, is it a convenience provided by BART, a service it has a right to cut off? You do not have cell phone service in BART stations unless BART provides it. In other words, it's the utility is made possible by BART because of the configuration of these train stations precluding these signals from getting in and going out. So BART facilitates these signals. Therefore, without BART, if BART did not provide that service in the first place, and it was probably a huge mistake, I guess, then you don't have cell service anyway. Forget about whether or not there's a protest going on, right?
I don't get it. If I got a right to have a cell phone...
Yeah.
It ain't got about you. It's not about you having a right to have a cell phone.
How come BART said I can't?
BART's the guy that's providing a service in the first place. You idiot. I don't want to talk about it. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. God.
Phil.
Don't even talk to it, man.
Let me bet big.